does that still impress you, the fact that he seems to, I mean, he seems so frustrated Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's frustrated at the time when things happen, like we all are. But I think he gathers himself really well even during the game. When things, you know, going back to when he first got here preseason, you know, the Tampa game when we had a bad throw. I mean, he gathers himself quickly, he moves forward. And like I said, I watched the tape with him the next day after the Indy game. And same thing, you're watching plays that didn't, the best decision wasn't made. His first thing is, what could I have done differently? You know, how can I prevent something from happening again? That type of thing. And that's what you have to have in this league and not dwell on it. And let him take it down for this week, and he still has three great opportunities coming, and this is a big one on a big stage on Monday, and I think he wants to come out and play his best, and I think he will.
People have said, oh, Titans playing the role of spoiler at this point. It's deeper than that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just one of the that's just one of the consequences of the game if we happen to win, that we put them in a tough situation. But obviously we're playing for our own reasons and for what we need to do as a team, and what we want to show, people, we want to represent Nashville. We want to make people proud that, you know what, we got a pretty darn good football team here. And, yeah, this year is not where we all hoped it would be. But, you know, since the Titans have been here, they've been pretty darn good. And we're going to show people that's our goal, to really what we are and all about here. And all we can do is win this one and go from there and build off that for next year.
What's Wilkerson done so well to stop the run?
He's a good football player. You know, we had him in here when he during the draft, our first draft that year, last year, I guess 2 years ago, I guess it was. Just a good-looking, big, moves well for a guy his size. He's doing a nice job with them. He can win one-on-one over the guards, which he has. He's developing nice. I mean, we didn't get to see him last year because we didn't play them, but from on tape this year, he's definitely becoming the player that we thought he'd be.
You think he's one of the more underrated DNs?
Well, I think him being so young, he's in a great market. So when he does start doing posting numbers, and unfortunately people stare at the sack numbers and things like that, I think he only has maybe three. Yeah. But that's the number that's going to grow. And he's a guy that obviously we're concerned for him on Monday. And he's a guy that can obviously give Jake a tough time if we don't keep him away from him. He's a good big guy who can bat balls and do things like that. So. He's definitely a concern of ours, even though maybe he's not necessarily getting the recognition right now.
They blitz as much as any team you have faced, or just kind of move guys around and give different looks on defense?
Yeah, base downs, it's no different. It's real similar to when we played them when the Ravens system and the Jets when we played them a couple years back up there. I mean, they're aggressive more on third down. If you get behind, then you're in trouble with a team like this that will start digging out, will start digging deep into the blitz playbook and come after you maybe a lot more, maybe other teams would on third down or passing downs, or if you get in a situation where you have to get into a two-minute type offense, they're going to do some unconventional things and take some chances to maybe put pressure and hit your quarterback. And we understand that. I mean, we got a young quarterback that most teams they have to decide, do we want to just try to confuse him and go after him or make him read coverage? But I'm sure they'll do a little bit of both, and it'll be a challenge up front, as it always is, and with the backs and with us to do a good job there, and we're usually pretty good at that, so it'll be a challenge, but it'll be a fun challenge.
Do you think there's a difference playing quarterback in New York City, where the media is pretty relentless, as opposed to Nashville, Tennessee?
That part adds to it, no doubt. I mean, there's probably three times the group that's standing here right now talking to the quarterback, so you have a lot more different opinions, a lot more different angles on stories, but you still got to play. I mean, you get more attention for good and bad. And that just goes with the bigger market teams. And so, no, I think, I mean, ultimately, it's how you play in the field. And if you're playing well or playing poor, everyone will know about it. I mean, when we do things well here, it becomes a story. When you're 4-9, it's not going to be as much of a story. Whereas in New York, if you're struggling, then it's going to be such a beatdown that everyone listens to it, even though you're not a Jet fan. So, yeah, there's definitely a little more pressure there off the field than there are in some markets.
Does it surprise you sometimes how brutal some of the headlines and some of the things that people say, particularly in those markets?
Yeah, I really don't pay attention to it. As a player, I saw it. You know, I'm from the East Coast, so I've seen it all the time on all sports, not just football. That they go after it pretty good. But now, once I started coaching, I really don't read it all or pay attention to it. Or I'm more concerned about what kind of attention we're getting and what our problems are here internally. So. No, you just know what goes on, and it's part of the deal. It's part of the sports world, and I think the players understand that.
I think this last three games might be a pretty good opportunity for Taylor Thompson now, with Jared being out of the lineup, to show a bit more in the passing game.
Yeah, hopefully so. I mean, you got to find some positives, and a huge negative that is with Jared getting hurt like that. So I think him and Stevens will get a chance to maybe do a little bit more in the three wide receiver package, and then Brandon will get a chance to suit up and kind of see where he's at, because we, you know, we were excited about where he was before he hurt his hamstring in training camp. So I think, you know, we still feel we're lucky to have a guy we think can fit right in and help with the rotation. And yeah, it would be nice to see Taylor get a chance to maybe get some interceptions, take advantage of his size, and really see where he's at in that phase of the game.
How would you develop him in that regard?
He's done well. It's just like you said, it's just been not a lot of opportunity. He hasn't been put in situations where he can show us what he can do catching it, because, again, you have a guy like Cookie, you have a guy like Stevens that have been there, done that, and you're trying to, you know, use your best weapons, and he just hasn't had an opportunity. So now, hopefully, like you mentioned, in the next 3 weeks, he will get more shots to see what he can do with it and see what he can do when he catches it and see how he does it under pressure.
The way the Jets have been kind of running the ball lately, does that make it a little easier to prepare for them defensively, or with them bringing back Edwards, do you have to, you know, prepare a little bit more for them maybe to go to the air?
You prepare for both. There's no doubt their success has been coming by. They've turned the ball over a lot this year. They're a team similar to we are that thought they'd be a lot better than they are right now as far as record-wise. They've had injuries, which has added to that also. They've done a good job winning the last two, and they've done that by going back to the run game, which has allowed them to cut down on the turnovers and stay on the field. And I think they're going back to the old-fashioned, hey, great defense, and run the football and don't turn it over, and maybe the other team will make the mistakes. And that's, you know, they beat Jacksonville last week kind of on that vein, and obviously I couldn't imagine that the thing can be any different for us when they come in here. And they still spread it out, they're still going to take the shots, and you have to prepare for all that. But I would think when the smoke clears, they love to run at 40 sometimes and control the ball and win 7-6.
How much do you respect Rex for his ability to send those unconventional complex looks that you mentioned before?
I think I've always thought he does a great job. I mean, as a line coach, that's a chess match of protection. You know, he does a good job, I thought, when he was a coordinator. I know he's helping, it's still his defense, but when he was at Baltimore, of attacking what you do well and try to take it away and then adjusting during the game. If you hear about the game within the game, I always thought he did one of the best jobs of adjusting. Like if he was doing something and we were blocking it, that the next couple times he's going to come back with something that was going to kind of beat what we were doing to make us see if we're going to make an adjustment. So he's one of the guys that really makes some good game time, I think, adjustments of how to attack what you're doing on offense to shut it down and take away what you do well. And if he finds it, and it's probably similar to how his dad was, and if he finds an answer to that, then he's going to just keep hammering you until you figure out a way to stop it. So I think that's why he's been so successful, and that's why the defenses, wherever he's been, has played well.
Despite the fact that you guys are 4-9 and the Jets are somewhat disappointed, do you sense a certain amount of energy or excitement based on the fact that you're playing on prime time?
Definitely. We're going to be, like I said, we played, I thought, very inspired last week. I thought we went into Indianapolis with a lot of energy. We came out of the locker room ready to play. I thought you saw that in how we played. That's not the problem. And then I think you amp it up when you say you're going to play a Monday night football at home, which, you know, it's a sellout crowd. It's, you know, same thing. I know we're going to have the support. We play well, that place will be rocking, because that's what it's like here. LP is a great home field advantage, and it could be for us, especially if we can get a lead and make them have to throw the football. That noise can be huge for us. And I think we all want to come across that, you know, this is a great football city that's behind our team, and, you know, we need to play better, but this is a game where we're going to play our best of the year, and there's no doubt they're going to be fired up. And I think hopefully it's similar to how they came out with Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh game, and you can't guarantee that. You have to work hard this week to get to Monday night, but I think it's something that, you know what, like every Sunday, in this case Monday, the records don't matter when the game starts. I mean, no one's worrying about, oh, well, what does this game mean? It means we have a team that's going to come in here and try to beat us up and walk away with a win, and we're going to prevent that from happening.
Coach, you guys signed somebody today. Could you tell us a little bit about him, most importantly, how he says his name?
I'll let you know when I learn all that. We haven't even talked yet. I didn't think he was going to get in until from Oregon State, you know, defensive back. After that, I'll get a chance to meet him when I go inside. That's how the year has been going, I think, with replacing guys and scouring the who's out there with the injuries. But he'll help us on the scout team, help us at the defensive back. He was running some receiver routes today, so he's a guy that will kind of use both ends that way.
Barton, a guy you expect to dress, I guess, on Monday as well. Is he confident that he can kind of step? You're going to miss Jared, I know. But
Yeah, he'll definitely dress. I mean, no doubt, we're a tight end offense. I mean, he'll definitely be able to help us. He can play the fullback position. He can move. He's been doing all that stuff. He's been doing a lot of the same stuff for all season. He knows what we're doing. He's a smart kid, local kid. So I think it's exciting for him to have a chance to suit up. And it shows. Guys like him, guys like Preston, guys like Fernando, watching these guys over the years, you know, work hard at the trade. And these guys are young. Brandon's young, but this gives him an opportunity to kind of find out where he's at. I know Preston was the reps he got. I mean, he was 100 miles an hour last week, excited, had a nice catch. Looking forward to the opportunity tomorrow. So it's good to see those kind of things. Even though 4-9 is not what we want, at least there's some good stories within the big story that is fun to watch.
What do you think about what you've seen out of him so far on the practice field?
Brandon?
Yeah.
He looks good. He's a big kid, strong, moves well. I mean, until he gets out there and we see him in the real deal, like preseason, he was very limited. So we really didn't have a chance to see him compete. So, he's going to be in the rotation. How many reps he gets, we'll have to wait and see depending on what personnel packages we stay in throughout the game. But for all he cares about, he's on the active roster and he's dressing, and I think he'll take that and see what happens.
Brandon Edwards is apparently going to play on Monday as well. Imagine he'll factor into their receiving packages. Have you faced him before, and is that difficult to prepare for a guy who hasn't been with them and don't know how they're going to use him?
I don't think so. I think they're going to – I don't think it's going to be a big mystery. If a guy who comes in this week is not – I mean, they're going to put him out at X, I assume, and keep it simple and let him go make plays and get open. So he'll be out there. And, in this kind of situation, really much all you do is he's going to play within their system and probably do the simple things, the things he's good at, and we'll get tape of when he's played last and where he's been and watch some of that. And Jerry's already done those things. And so you prepare for, you know, what kind of player he is when he does get on the field.
Mike, since Tuesday night, it has been confirmed that Jerry did interview with Texas Tech. Does that disturb you that something like that would happen, or do you encourage him to do something like that?
Well, I don't know about all that. I mean, that's not something I'm going to really talk about as far as what – I don't know if this time of year with all the rumors that go on, all the speculation that goes on with players and coaches and what's happening. So, for me, I really don't want to comment on, you know, any of that.
You think if Batista didn't even interview?
That's what I mean. I don't want to – to me, speculation starts in this field. It started last year with this time of year with coaching and who's getting opportunities. I don't know if there's any truth any of it. So my point is I don't want to start speculating on who's getting calls from colleges or who's reaching out to someone, because all that matters to us is these next 3 weeks and really all that stuff, all the speculation of people making stories out of things really is not something I'm going to start commenting on a weekly basis or a daily basis. We're all here. We're coaching through the next 3 weeks. Players are here. We need to win 3 games. And after that, there'll be things that will possibly change.
Is it something you'd ask him about, though?
I mean, again, I talk to my coach all the time. So again, I don't want to go into what's happened, not happened. I'll just leave it at that.
Colleges do a courtesy call to say, "Hey, we want to talk to somebody," when it's college to NFL.
Same thing. I'll just say that when I reached out to Jerry Gray, I called Texas to let him know I was calling. So I think it's you pretty much are in the loop on what's happening if they're interested in one of your coaches.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Did